Visiting today with PCM head girls golf coach Dylan Dunn. Coach, you know, you look at the team this year, and we'll step back a little bit to last season. You know, can you take us a little bit how your team finished up last season and how you feel that last year went overall?
Yeah, I'd definitely say last year, the season definitely ended a little shorter than what we wanted to. I'd say the girls were a little disappointed in how their season ended last year. I definitely pushed them at the end of the year to go and kind of outside of the season, go get some extra work, go push themselves in the wintertime. And it sounds like a lot of the girls this year have been doing that. So it's been nice to kind of hear them talking about the different things that they've been doing this winter to prepare for the season.
You know, you look ahead to this season and, you know, starting getting awfully close to getting those meets started. Who are some key returners that you're going to be bringing back this year?
I think I have. I don't think I had a senior on the roster last year. So I think I have about all my entire varsity roster back from last year, plus the addition of freshman Annie Ford, who I'm excited to see kind of what she's got this year. So for the most part, though, it's going to be kind of all the same people from that varsity. I have Gretchen Utemark, Meredith Chips, Emily Davis, Kayla Vanderlinden, Breely Berger, and then Annie will be that new one this year that's joining us as well.
You know, at the beginning part of the season, you know, I know you guys have been practicing for a little bit now, but what are some things that you're working on in practice? And obviously, you kind of have to play with the weather a little bit.
And so right now, we've been pretty fortunate this week, the first week of practice, that we've actually gotten some decent weather, especially looking ahead of what's possibly coming a little bit. So honestly, this first week, I've been trying to get them out there and playing as much as possible, kind of taking advantage of this weather. Not that drills and things aren't important, but I think drills and those things are a little easier to do when you got some crappy weather and stuff. So right now, I've just been pushing them to get out here and go play as much as possible before it gets a little crappier. Like I know this weekend, same, not as warm of weather. So just getting out there, getting loose again, playing the course, getting the feel of things again, and then we'll kind of really start drilling on the drills and the putting and chipping and things.
What is one area from last year's team to this year that you would really like to see your girls improve upon?
Definitely around the greens. That's our biggest. I know it's kind of been every year one of our big goals, but I think at this kind of level, that's a big area of a place that you can get really good at and take a lot of strokes off your score. I know I've been kind of trying to talk to them about putting, and putting's been one of our big focuses this year, and I've been having them keep track of their putts each day on the holes and how many putts they're making or how many putts it's taking them to make it. If we can shave off, you know, one or two putts a hole, I mean, it's going to add up in the end. So putting and chipping and around the green, I think, is definitely still our biggest area of improvement.
Do you feel like your girls are decently strong off the tee or have some consistency there?
Yeah, I'd actually, from last year to this year, it's funny, us coaches were sitting up on the practice screen talking about it the other day. We were sitting here watching them play hole one, kind of see it from the practice screen, most of hole one, and we were watching them hit their tee shots, and we were just saying how in years past, you know, that not all of our tee shots were always the greatest. You know, we might be stopping 30, 40 yards off the tee box to hit another one. And we noticed, all of us coaches had noticed the other day, that every single tee shot was down over the hill, and they were driving and walking for a lot longer than what we had noticed before. So I think I'm pretty excited this year to see kind of the work that they put in this offseason and kind of see it come to improvement and come together for them in the season.
You feeling good about the structure of the schedule this year, or is it somewhat similar to last season?
I think it's pretty much similar. I think we had, for the most part, I think it's pretty much the same schedule. I don't think I really removed anything. I've got it set up to where it definitely fits the needs of my girls. When I first took over the program, it was a very heavy tournament schedule, and I had a very beginner team. Kind of trying to rebuild that program and get back to that tournament schedule. So I definitely think I've seen some of those steps though this year with the girls, that we're getting back to that point of adding some more 18-hole tournaments into our schedules and things. But for this year, I think it's still pretty much the same as what it has been.
You know, what do you feel like for your team? We talked about the short game a little bit and things like that, but for your team to really kind of take that next step this year and improve upon what they did last year?
I'd say our mental side of the game is going to be probably one of the biggest. Just keeping a level head on their shoulders. We've been talking a lot about flushing the bad shots, going to our next shot, which is not easy for anybody, especially beginner golfers or even high schoolers as well. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, I definitely didn't have the mental game that I do now. So I'd say definitely the mental side of things. I think if we can get that figured out, then I think we definitely have some potential to do some damage in the season.
Well, Dylan, kind of before we wrap up our season preview conversation, you know, best way that the community can get out and support these girls this year? I know golf is not necessarily a spectator sport like a football or basketball team, but ways they can support your team?
Yeah, so we have obviously our home meets throughout the season. We have our home invitational. I think it's May 1st. Volunteers are always needed for that. I know we have lots of tricky spots in our golf course, so we need lots of volunteers and helpers to keep the pace of play. Another thing that we have going right now for about the next week is we've been working on a fundraiser. We haven't done a fundraiser in a few years, and so I know just the support from the community in that fundraiser. Golf's not a cheap sport. It's not very accessible for everybody necessarily, so just the support from the community and the fundraiser, if they could give anything, every dollar counts, helping with polos, push carts, just lots of different variety of golf tools and things that we need as well. So